Mary Wharton.
Mary, and you're from Waterville?
No, Ocathomer, Carsevine.
Okay, and how many years have you been living there?
68.
Oh, wow. What brought you there?
Well, I met my husband in England, and he was from Ocathomer, and we came home in 1954.
Wow, and you never looked back?
No, I was quite happy here.
Mm-hmm. Love brought you here?
Yes.
And what were you doing over in England?
Well, doing domestic work. I worked in Eton College for some time. And Yeah, domestic work, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it was very different to life here in Ireland.
Well, it was in the 50s. It was a big change to go from Ireland to England in them years.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it was very lonesome.
Well, it wasn't that it was lonely. It was just, you were so used to meeting people when you went out at home. You met people every day that you spoke to. But in England at the time, they just minded their own business. They weren't very friendly. Mm-hmm. But I got on all right with them. I was there for 8 years and I had a good time there too.
Mm-hmm. And what was life like then when you moved to Carsevine?
Well, in 54, it was all right, but it mean there was no electricity here. You know, though it was a change place to come, but thank God it has improved immensely over the years.
Mm-hmm. And in those days when there was no electricity, did you have things like rambling houses that you'd go to for entertainment or anything?
Well, people go to houses playing cards, or they'd have, as they say, dances in the houses, you know. And that's what people enjoyed, and people used to visit telling stories, or maybe they come playing cards and that, you know. Mm-hmm.
And did you have any stories?
No.
Ones that you can tell?
No.
Very good. And you were saying to me, you have 13 grandchildren, or is it great-grandchildren?
13 great-grandchildren and 14 grandchildren, yes.
Oh, and are they all here in Carsevine, or have they?
Oh, no, they're in, some of them are in Carsevine, more of them in Ardfert, more of them are in Newmarket and Cork, more. Yes, they are in. More of them are in England, yes.
And you're here, we're here in Waterford today with the Kerry ETB. Tell me, what it is that you do here?
We come down every Tuesday. Bernie Kennedy is our tutor. We do dance, we do exercise, we do weightlifting.
Wow.
And it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's over now until the end of the year again. It'll restart then, maybe September, October.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this for about 10 years?
Oh, I am, yes.
Okay, and what made you join it?
Well, those other people from the locality coming down, and I kind of got interested in it. And I come down then with people next door to me, Mary and David. They bring me up and down on Tuesdays.
And how many people are in the group?
Oh, when I came down in the beginning, there was only 7 or 8, but now we could have up to 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that you've gotten great friendships there.
Oh, yes, it's quite. We have a lot of different nationalities, and we get on very well with them, and they get on with us, and mm-hmm. we do enjoy the sessions every Tuesday. We do have our own bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. Bit of camaraderie.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right.
Very good. And do you mind me asking how old you are, Mary?
I was 96 last December.
What's the key to a good, happy life?
Well, I always had good health. That's the main thing. Mm-hmm. And I suppose in them days, we had no modern convenience. We had to work a bit hard, but we were happy at it. We knew nothing better until we got electricity, and that things improved then.
Mm-hmm. And if anyone ever wanted to join the, you know, active retirement groups anywhere around the county, if people are thinking about it, what would you say to them? Just go for it.
I should say so, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just to come and meet the people and enjoy the couple of hours you spend there, and you'll feel the better of it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, before we finish off, Mary, you have someone in Radio Kerry that you listen to every Sunday night. Who is it?
Oh, Sean Riley. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm. His show is lovely, isn't it?
Marvellous. Mm-hmm. And all the old songs. And he includes everybody. Mm-hmm. He does. Sean is great.
And you missed him over COVID?
Oh, very much so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I wish him well, and Eileen and tell him to keep his programme on, that we're lots of people listen to him.
Very good. Yeah. Well, Mary, it was lovely to talk to you, and it was so lovely to meet you as well today.
And thank you.